from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Let's go to one of our favorite guys here at WQAM through the years. He's got some classic stories that I love to tell. Alex Donnell, Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast. Good morning. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Joe, is that my cat in here? Is that my cat running around? Good morning.
Hey, I had to play it the other day, man. Hey, you've had some classics between that and a guy hitting his head on the mic falling asleep. I mean, you've had classics. Hey, you mind waking up? We can do the show together.
I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just
saw
a cat
run
in the studio and touch you.
You got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just saw a cat.
He didn't hear that part.
I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know.
My cat.
My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounced my cat, I do apologize.
Oh, gosh. You've been part of classics here, man. It's fantastic. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to. I watch your podcast, and I got to start with this. I don't know who the young guy was that was on with you, but he goes 41-17. Was he playing to the crowd, or was he playing to the fan base? What was that?
I think he was playing to the crowd. I think you're talking about Brad Tejeda from Canes Insight. So he lives, Joe, like he's a Hurricane fan, but he actually lives in Gainesville. So I think he was playing up to the crowd a little bit. I think he enjoys like getting booed when he walks down the street there he lives. Yeah, I think he was playing it up because, yeah, listen, I don't really co-sign on the blowout thing. I'd love to see it, but I think it's going to be a close game in either direction.
We got a lot of people. Well, listen, nobody knows what really to expect from this Canes team, except I think we all agree they are super talented. They've got a really, really good roster on both sides of the ball, starting on the line of scrimmage, and that's where I feel my best on both sides, by the way, that they can have some success. How about for you?
Yeah, I really feel good in those areas. I know that Florida has added some pieces to try to improve their trench work, which was not very good last year, Joe, and they were not very good against the run last season. But you got to start with Miami, with what Miami did to their defensive line. It looks like it should be one of the very best in the country. Now, I don't want them to end up like Florida State, because, you know, you were watching College Game Day last Saturday, and Pete Thamel says, oh yeah, NFL scouts tell me Florida State's got the best D-line in the country, and they looked completely ineffective against Georgia Tech. So hopefully Miami's defensive line actually lives up to the billing, because you got, when it comes to rushing the passer, like, you can start there. Miami has so many options, right? Where, you know, a lot of teams, I'm sure, preseason, they would say, opposing teams would say, hey, Reuben Bain is probably the guy that you would fear the most, but if you pay extra attention to Bain, you've got Akeem Mezidor, who I kept hearing, Joe, was maybe the MVP of fall training camp. That Mezidor, coming off injury, has been doing so well. You've got Tyler Barron, who transferred in from Tennessee. Elijah Alston, who transferred from Marshall and was one of statistically the most effective pass rushers in the country last year. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing what Malik Bryant can do this year, moving to the edge. Like, Miami has so many guys in that edge rusher rotation. You can also, you know, Kiko Maui-Noah, a linebacker, was the co-leader in sacks last year. He's going to blitz a lot and play really aggressive. So, you know, you start right there at the line of scrimmage. Miami added some defensive tackles. Simeon Barrow from Michigan State, I think, is going to start probably this year. I also like C.J. Clark, who transferred in from NC State. And then on the offensive side of the football, like, you know, the unit's going to be good and physical. There's going to be a couple new pieces there, a new center in Zach Carpenter. We'll see who the new left guard is. They had an open competition throughout fall camp. And, you know, Mario keeps the depth chart stuff pretty close to the vest. So we'll find out on Saturday who the starting left guard is. But you got Jalen Rivers back, who's a fifth year guy this year. You know, you've got CC Malinoa back after starting every game as a true freshman, and Inez Cooper at right guard, I think, is one of the more underrated offensive linemen in the country. So the area that I would probably worry least about would be the trenches, Joe. Miami should be in good shape there.
So the real upgrade for this team is what they did for me in the transfer portal. I call it the free agency of college football, because you got a lot of guys coming in. You guys talked about the numbers that all these guys have put up, from Cam Ward to Martinez to, you know, you go across the board, and these guys have done it at the highest level. But we need to be talking, if you're watching on TV or you're listening on the radio, you want to hear those guys' names mentioned a lot. Those guys that you just discussed, and Mish Powell, and at the safety position. Oh, by the way, are you concerned about the defensive secondary at all?
Yeah, it's a question mark, is the way that I've been putting it, because Joe, there's a lot of talent there. Just there's a lot of unproven talent outside of Daryl Porter, who was really good last season. You know, people don't talk about him enough, I think, because he wasn't getting thrown at a whole lot last year. So he's back this year. You mentioned Powell, who transfers from Washington. He just played in a national championship game last year. But then, you know, you've got some young guys who need to prove themselves. And you know this, talented players coming out of high school. I mean, Damari Brown out of American Heritage, he's in his second year. He's going to play a lot more, I would expect, this year. Jadis Richard, who transferred last year from Vanderbilt, but still a younger guy, a little less experienced. He's got to step up. Guys like Markeith Williams and Jaden Harris at the safety spots are going to get more opportunities to play this year. Zaquan Patterson, even as a true freshman, I think he's going to get on the field some, but there's just not a whole lot of collegiate snaps combined with these guys. So they've got a lot to prove. And, you know, a couple people have told me throughout this week, hey, the last time a good Miami team had a really unproven secondary was in 2002, where it ended up working pretty well with, you know, and I'm not trying to compare these two units, but, you know, I remember there being some questions about that 2002 secondary with guys like Antrell Roll, Kelly Jennings, Maurice Sykes, and a guy by the name of Sean Taylor, and that ended up working out pretty well. Again, I'm not saying this group will necessarily be that group, but it's a question mark, not a concern until proven otherwise. And then also, Joe, as we talk about a lot on my Locked On Canes podcast, if Miami can generate the type of pressure up front that we think they can, that's going to make the job of the defensive backs a lot easier.
That's true.
It's going to take a lot of pressure off those guys.
That is true. I agree. By the way, you know one young guy everybody's been talking about when I call over there to my source, O.J. Frederick from St. Thomas Aquinas, the cornerback. I mean, we've talked about some of the guys from St. Thomas, but I didn't realize how good a corner he's been over there as a true freshman, and a guy that wasn't there for spring football because you're not allowed to graduate early from St. Thomas Aquinas.
I'm glad you mentioned him, because I should have. When I was running through the young defensive backs, that's a name that I should have brought up. I guess I was just like hesitant to bring up a true freshman. But, Joe, people tell me O.J. has not been playing like a true freshman, that he's someone who practices like an upperclassman, that he not only played, like, the thing I think that stood out from the reviews on Frederick is he plays very physical, which I think is always something you want from a Miami cornerback, but he also practices mature. I think he's got a quick processing and understanding of the playbook. So that's one of those. Like, I wouldn't necessarily expect him to be, you know, a week one starter, only because being a true freshman is going to work against him in that regard. But this is a guy I could expect Frederick could find his way maybe into the two deep depth chart and get some significant playing time this year. And I think it's a great sign for the future, because I know that over the years, you know, Miami has been, they've had some big hits, but also some big misses when recruiting cornerbacks. And, you know, Frederick was someone who a lot of people feel like was criminally underrated as only a three-star prospect in the class of 2024. And, you know, so far he's playing more like a four or a five-star.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if they get, and by the way, this goes for both our teams, the Dolphins as well as the Canes, get the tight end more involved. It looks like the Dolphins, what they're doing, and the guys they kept are pass receiving guys. But I expect University of Miami to get their tight ends involved a little bit more or a lot more. Do you agree?
Yeah, and when we asked Shannon Dawson, the offensive coordinator, about it when he was available to the media a couple weeks ago, he is adamant that that group is going to produce differently from what they did last year. There were only a combined 18 catches from
wow.
the entire tight end room last year.
Gosh.
Only 18. Now, it was also – it was a really weird year because, you know, for most of the season, like the only – healthy tight end, at least the only one with any experience, was Cam McCormick, who's, you know, is more of a blocker, not as involved in the passing game. You know, Arroyo was injured pretty much the entire year last year. Of course, you have a new quarterback this year who I think is going to maybe emphasize those guys a little bit more in the passing game. So I've got to think the tight end room is going to bounce back. And Elijah Arroyo is someone who looks really good now. You know, this is healthy as he's been. He had a lot of nagging issues with his knee the last couple of years. He seems to have completely moved past that, which is great. You know, Riley Williams, he played a lot as a true freshman last year, but, you know, I think now with him being a sophomore, he's a big, big body dude. He's around 6'6". He's got good hands. He's a former high school basketball player as well. I think he can get more involved. And then another one, Joe, you mentioned O.J. Frederick on the defense. The guy on the offense that everyone's been talking about as a true freshman is Elijah Lofton from Bishop Gorman in Vegas. He's, you know, his roster spot says tight end next to it, but he's going to play some tight end. He's going to play some receiver. He's going to play some running back, some H-back. They're going to find a lot of different ways to get him involved.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or trap pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And the growth of this freshman class, I don't know how much we're going to see of them in this first game in the Swamp. But I got a feeling, I think you probably agree, we're going to see 7 or 8 of these guys playing some football come after this Gator game over the next month. We'll see a lot of those young guys and the growth of those guys. Hey, one last question, I'll leave you alone. I go to practice, I see a lot of Restrepo. I think Restrepo staying healthy. I think he keeps moving those chains, ability to get open, move the chains, and then we got to find another guy. Besides George, that can compliment him and give him kind of balance things out. Do you have any idea who that third guy? Because I didn't see it when I was out there from Sam Brown. Everybody's raved, though, that he's got the goods. What do you think?
I think overall, Brown has practiced really well. Maybe you saw him on an off day. I don't know. But Brown has been making some headlines, but also the other one that I would watch out for is Isaiah Horton. I think he's ready to step up. And Joe, just don't take my word for it. Take Cam Ward's word for it, because the couple times I've been able to chat with Cam right before and then during fall training camp, Ward is really quick to mention the chemistry that he's building with Isaiah Horton, who got a little bit of PT last year, was really productive in like a limited amount of snaps that he had because he was coming off the bench last year. I think Isaiah Horton's going to play a lot more. And, you know, Horton, Miami fans always get obsessed about, we need more of these 6'4", 6'5", type of guys. You know, even when you've got guys like, you know, Restrepo, who produces a ton, and, you know, Jacoby George, still fans want more of those 6'4", 6'5", body types. And Horton is that. I mean, he's 6'4". He's got a lot of meat on his frame. He moves really well. He's been described to me as like a different player from last year, that he's really blossoming. Yeah, so good. I think you're going to get some good stuff from Sam Brown as well, I hope anyway. But Horton, who's obviously been around longer, I've been watching his growth, and I think he's ready to make a splash this year.
All right, Alex, and thanks, man, for not coming out and saying 41-17 day. I really appreciate that for on behalf of your guy you had on. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Joe. I'm in more of like the 24-21 range.
There you go.
Than the 42-17
range. Me too. I like the closer scores. That's right. Thanks, Alex. Alex Donald.
See you, Joe.
Locked On Canes and Locked On the ACC podcast does a great job, and one of the best human beings that we've ever been around here. We're just such a good guy. Had to get him laughing about that 41-17 thing. Get him going a little bit there. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to get to, including your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, my gosh. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers to see what's going on and you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, I will just tell you this. These are the best overall products we've ever had. I'm going to get into some of my favorites. And one of the dealerships said, can you cool it on the Tahoe? And I said, no. Tahoe Joe. I believe in the Tahoe, man. Suburbans and Tahoes, big fan. I like that extra space. I like being roomy. And so does the family. And boy, that's what you get with the big boys over there at your South Florida Chevy dealer, Suburban and Tahoe. Even a midsize Traverse is fantastic, down to the Trailblazer. The Equinox, the Blazer, so much style and substance. Really comes down to what you feel most comfortable driving. And then right over to our number one seller, the Silverado truck. Strong, durable Silverado trucks, new in use, with low mileage. So it just really comes down to what you're looking for. But if you need a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living, 5, 6, 7 days a week, to a Silverado truck to get the family around because you are a truck man. Well, they make it for you. Silverado's got so many great-looking trucks over there for you. You got to stop by and just take some test drives. You really do. And by the way, that Corvette, I'm just telling you, you're going to look and you're going to walk over and check it out. You will, because it looks that good. Nothing like that Corvette. Hey, by the way, qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, even all the Colorado models. We got you covered, man. Hey, I want to let you know this. Together, let's drive with Chevy today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.